In the scriptures.
So in the scripture that was made by the Council of Nicaea that was created way back.
Actually, the Council of Nicaea, let me explain to you what they did. The Council of Nicaea did not write any books, did not add. They said, here's the criteria by how the Bible was compiled. Who wrote it? When was it written? And were they witnesses of Christ? I'm talking about the New Testament. And if you look at all the books today in the New Testament from Matthew to Revelation, they all have the proper author. They were all with Jesus. They all have the right timeline. Now, where you run into error is like the Apocrypha and these extra biblical letters where we don't even know who wrote them. The timeline is wrong. They weren't eyewitnesses to Christ. So the Bible is accurate. Jesus quotes the Old Testament. He quotes, I always tell people this, people laugh about Noah and Jonah, and they say, ha ha, we believe in Jesus, those are funny false stories. Jesus verified Noah and Jonah. He quoted them. He quoted them. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be coming in the days of the Son of Man. People will be eating, drinking, marrying, then sudden destruction. This is America. America is on the road. Everything's fine. The Antichrist is going to rise up. Peace and joy and safety. And then sudden destruction is going to come. And America, watch out, is Sodom 2. God will judge America and the world. The world is guilty too. Otherwise, he's got to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's not just homosexuality. That is a sin. It's greed. It's pride. It's full of bread. Look at America. Full of gluttony. You know who the God of America is, young man? Pride. Entertainment. I used to be a football guy. I know the time of the year. It's football season, and everybody. And if Tampa Bay wins, I'm hoping to be. I don't care about football, but if they do win, I'm hoping to be preaching outside the Tampa Bay the following weekend. But this is all the stuff that people live for. By the shed blood of Jesus, you have to repent, place your faith in Him, and be born again. And when you truly are born again, it's not church attendance. It's not, I think, I feel. When the Spirit of God indwells you, guess what happens? Your eyes change. The scales come off, like Paul was Saul. The scales fall off, and you go, man, I can't believe I used to live that way. I used to live this way. I used to drink, party, fight, fornicate, and be an idolater. Now God changed my mind and my eyes and my heart.
But just remember, don't judge all these people. Not everybody's the same, man.
Well, no. What I'm doing is proclaiming the gospel and warning them. I'm not judging anyone. Did I judge you yet?
No.
You look like a worldly man, but I didn't once judge you. I warn you and tell you the truth and invite you to come to that gospel by faith and repentance and be born again. Endure in holiness.
See, well, respect your dedication, man.
Yeah, if you have holiness, if the Spirit's in you, you'll have holiness and you'll endure. My website is there. It answers on the back. And also, my website, thousands of articles for free. We don't take anybody's money. I retired early to do this. Right. That will help you on the narrow path. What's your first name?
John.
John? I'm Tupos.
What was that?
Tupos.
Okay.
It means example in the Greek. My wife gave me that name. We all took nicknames because I was James. And I was a worldly, fighting, drunken man. I don't want to remember him no more. I want to be a Tupos and be an example to my neighbors.
Well, good luck, man. You're doing the work.
I don't need that. I got the Spirit of God, the Word of God.
My bad.
Let me know if I can ever help you.
For sure.
Love you, neighbor. Right. God be praised.
Yeah.